Hi, everybody, and welcome back to another episode here on Sticks and Bones with your ghost host, Chelsea and Ten. And we are back this week. Hi, Ten. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay, Chelsea. And for all of the listeners out there, it's been a minute since your ghouls have been back. And, you know, I think it's about time Chelsea and I, you know, kind of let you guys in on a little something. It's been something that like we've been carrying for quite some time, and we have not been sure how to like kind of tell you guys all of this kind of news. I feel like I'm trying to like tell my kids that like I'm getting a divorce right now. Like I don't know.
It's really hard. And I feel like we've cultivated a great community here at Sticks and Bones. But as you can see from the title, you know, sometimes things happen in the world and, you know, life gets busy. So Ten, do you want to share the good news or the bad news? Could be both, depending on where you sit.
Depending on where you sit and which camp you're in. But, you know, with springtime, we really, you know, really wanted to finish out as much as we could this year, this season. But with spring and rebirth and new life, there also has to be a side of death with everything. So for everybody out there, first, I really just want to say thank you so much for all of your support, all of just your love and everything for the last 3 years and three seasons has truly just been absolutely incredible and something that I will always cherish for the rest of my days. Oh, my days. And with that being said, you guys, Chelsea and I have decided to, you know, kind of table Sticks and Bones for a little bit. So we are just kind of going through something. And with that being said, Chelsea and Ten are splitting up.
We're splitting up. And it's funny because the spring equinox just hit. And it's like, we're almost kind of like Hades and Persephone splitting. But we're not splitting for long.
No, because we got you, bitches. We are not splitting.
I feel like you are really laying it on thick. You're like, we're not coming back. And I'm like, okay, listen. Everybody, surprise. We have a surprise for you. Ten and I are actually not splitting at all.
No.
Technically. But we are, drumroll please. We are starting our own separate podcasts. So Sticks and Bones is going nowhere. So we really got you guys. We really got you. Listen, I don't know if you guys listened, but Ten had to take the wheel on that one because I am not a clickbait person. I am too truthful and too honest. And I'm like, I don't know how to be like clickbait. We're like, we're splitting. You know, like those influencers on YouTube that are like, oh my God, me and my boyfriend broke up. And it's like, broke up and got back together.
You guys, literally before we started recording, I was literally like to myself, like, I am sad. Chelsea and I, our friendship is over. I cannot smile.
You're gonna give it away, bitch. I don't even think that was believable. It was not believable. I literally was listening to this and I'm like, this is just, if you know us and you've been listening to us, you're like, this bitch is crazy. Like, this is not, this is, the world's coming to an end. No, we are in fact not splitting off of Sticks and Bones. Wink, wink. Mm-hmm. But we are splitting on our own personal endeavors. And so we're going to talk about that in a minute. But I do want to talk about Sticks and Bones for a second.
Mm-hmm.
And you're probably like, why are you crazy people starting another two podcasts on top of Sticks and Bones? You know, you're right. We are crazy. We are absolutely insane. We are obsessed with like very niche topics that Ten knows and I know, and that just does not fit here in the Sticks and Bones universe, if you will. You know, like Marvel, the Marvel universe, Sticks and Bones has become its own universe. And it's like, we need to be somewhere else for these stories. It doesn't fit here.
It doesn't fit. I'm going back to shelve the books back in the library, and the call numbers are not matching. I don't really know where to go for certain things, certain topics. And it really makes sense for us to divide and conquer, because Sticks and Bones, we're going to rival the Roman Empire, guys. And Rome was not built in a day. So you know what, Chelsea and Ten, we're splitting up and we're starting fresh on a whole new journey and adventure.
We are. And we do have a few updates, though, for Sticks and Bones, the podcast. So going forward from this week on, going forward, we will only be bi-weekly here on Sticks and Bones. But But because we know that you guys would miss us so much and our theories and our weird knowledge about very obscure niche things like the dead, or archaeological sites and facts that don't have to do with anything here in the Greco-Roman world, the weeks that Six and Bones isn't on, Ten and I will be podcasting that week. You'll have two podcasts because one from Ten and one from me. And then the next week will be Six and Bones. So it's Six and Bones, then Chelsea and Ten. Six and Bones, then Chelsea and Ten. So it's, you'll hear from us every week, but more.
Every week, but more. We're going to be like those little earworms in your ears all of the time. And yeah, I do want to clarify, it is every other week for Sticks and Bones. I was talking to my sister about this and she was like, so is it twice a week or is it twice a month? And I was like, no, it's every other week.
Did I say bi-weekly?
Isn't it bi-weekly? Because bi-weekly to me means every other week.
Yeah. Okay. I'm now seeing, like, now I'm like second guessing my words. I was like, did I say the right thing? Did I not execute this properly? I did, right?
You did. I'm pretty sure.
Okay. Well, it's too late to go back. It's too late to go back to the tape and I'm not cutting it out. We don't ever edit this podcast, by the way. I just say publish live.
We say stream of consciousness, go. No, because Tara was like, no, it can mean both. And I was like, can it? I don't know. Am I wrong? Do I even know anything? I don't know.
Yeah. So Six and Bones is going to be every other week from now on. And Six and Bones, and you're probably like, well, then like, what is Six and Bones if you guys are like splitting up and doing things? Six and Bones is really going to be centered around the Greco-Roman world and Hellenism and ancient magic in that sense. So this will really be kind of reminiscent of the metaphysical store. My Italian folk magic information will be staying here as well, hence Greco-Roman world. And yes. We're really going to be focusing heavily on that folklore and everything outside of that, because me and Ten are two people that do so many other things besides talk about Hellenism, talk about Hades and Persephone, you know, and we're going to go into that in a second, but we know so much about other things that we just didn't feel like it fit here because we have a different audience that listens here. So you guys might not be interested in my theories on like demons, but for people that are interested in theories on demons, I am having my own podcast to talk about my theories on demons, you know?
Boy, do I have got a girl for you.
100%. So that's really why, because once again, like we are doing more work, but we just love to teach. And that's really our mission statement, no matter where we are and what podcast, it really is to educate about the things that we know. So, and we know a lot of things. Between the both of us, I mean,
I got a lot to say.
I mean, when you're just like so hyper focused on a niche topic, it just becomes your whole world. And
correct.
I just feel like it'd be very remiss if we didn't have another podcast for ourselves to talk about. Yeah, too. And they are falling under Sticks and Bones. So it's like it is Sticks and Bones, but just branches of Sticks and Bones.
Yeah, Sticks and Bones presents. But no, it's really funny because I had been thinking of this since like the end of 2023, and then we went on our whole like Christmas break and everything and came back to the store, and then I was trying to prep like my classes for teaching and everything. We did the Hecate course and then it like just kind of fell to the wayside. But then I remember, was it February? Or was it January?
Has it been that long? No, I think it was February. I think we've been working on this for a really long time. Like I've known about this. We've known about this, I think, since the beginning of February.
I want to say like last week of January, early February. I remember I called Chelsea and I was like, hey, like I've been feeling some type of way. I don't think my theories on the Library of Alexandria really kind of fit next to like Julius Caesar and like Sticks and Bones. I don't think those two really go together.
No.
Would you be okay if, you know, I decided to go out into like archaeology world and land and all of that kind of stuff and talk about all types of crazy things? Yes, I will be bringing the Titanic over. That's the only modern history I'll really be touching. But I remember we were both talking about that and we were like, how is this going to work? Is it going to be under Sticks and Bones? Blah, 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 blah. And then literally hours later, we end the call. Not only am I doing another podcast, but so is Chelsea.
I had not planned on doing another podcast, but it almost felt like it made sense because, I mean, we're going to go into like what our podcasts are called and our mission statements in a second, but I obviously know so much about the paranormal and like my own personal gnosis of like the dead and mediumship and spiritual encounters, and that just does not fit here unless we're talking about it in the sense of the restless dead and Hecate, or, you know, ancient practices like necromancy. But my theories do not fit in the Sticks and Bones universe. So I'm like, I have to talk about like what I think of demons, like, you know what I mean? But it just doesn't fit. It just doesn't fit here. So it made perfect sense for us to go out on our own ventures. And so do you want to do yours first, or do you want me to do my first?
I'll let you go first.
Okay, fine. I'll go first. So my new venture is called The Ghost Whisperer. And today on March 25th, you will actually notice on Instagram, hopefully today on Instagram, got to jump through some hoops on Instagram to be verified. My username actually will be changing from CL Chthonic Witch to another username. I don't even want to say, because I don't know if it's approved. I don't know if it's available.
I think we might have to have a funeral service on in the metaphysical
story. Oh my God. So my podcast is called The Ghost Whisperer. I have a whole new website that's coming out called ChelseaTheGhostWhisperer.com, where you can actually book paranormal things with me. It's to promote the podcast. And if you are interested in working with me in the paranormal sense, that's where all of that is going. You could still find my other services on Sticks and Bones and my readings. It'll all be there. This is just strictly for the paranormal fun that I love to do. I want to dive into
girl stuff.
The spooky girl stuff, like literally ghost host stuff. And so my username is changing today, and it just made sense. I was like, I love CL Chthonic Witch, and I'm still going to be here talking about Chthonic. I'm still a high priestess to King Hades. I'm still going to give you all unnecessary information about Hecate and my theories. But, you know, I think it's time to move on a little bit in a sense of like, it's time to dive into the paranormal, because Hecate herself is a paranormal girl. So it's time to dive into death and mediumship. So that's really what I'm going to be doing. My podcast is all about my experience as a medium, my paranormal investigations, my thoughts, my theories on residual haunting, some of the more in-depth stories about things I've talked about here on Sticks and Bones, but didn't go quite into so much detail, really being super unfiltered. And so I'm very excited. The Ghost Host Hotline is coming with me. So for those of you that are interested in the paranormal and want to resubmit your paranormal stories, it's ChelseaTheGhostWhisperer@gmail.com. I will be doing a Ghost Host Hotline segment over there. And I'm just going to be talking about crazy ghost stuff, because I'm a crazy ghost girl. So yeah, I'm very excited. It's available. When are we launching these?
It comes out first week of April.
Okay.
First week of April.
I was about to be like, you know why
I know when things happen.
You know why I asked? Because I literally recorded so many episodes and I'm like ready to go. So I'm like, it's out today. No, it's not. It's really not.
No. Chelsea's Ghost Whisper podcast is going to drop. Episode 1 will be available on all streaming platforms on April 2nd. And following every other Tuesday, you can join her in the paranormal world.
Absolutely. Thank you. Thank you so much. Because I'm so nervous. I've lost my notes. I'm like, what am I even talking about? What's my podcast? What's my name? I don't know. So a few of my topics.
Lay it on me. What are we talking about over there?
Let me tell you. Okay. So the first episode, I obviously have to talk about, you know, how did you become a medium? My second one that's coming on April 16th is my thoughts on demons. Now, we've talked about demons here briefly. I've got a lot to say. Why are you laughing at me?
I don't know.
This is why it can't be here at Sticks and Bones, because it's like, this is my own personal gnosis and thoughts on demons and like what I've experienced and encountered. I feel like I'm mad scientist. My next episode is going to be around residual haunting. So like, what is a residual haunting? And I'm going to be talking about an unfiltered experience in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania. One of my scariest paranormal experiences. I have mentioned it here on Sticks and Bones. And I am also talking about Ireland and my paranormal activity I experienced at Ireland, the little boy spirit that followed me around Ireland for a long period of time, and just crazy stuff. So crazy, cool, fun stuff. And I'm going to be talking a lot about my mediumship and my experiences as a medium. Like I could build 5 episodes about that. So this was a really good idea. And I'm really happy I can bring you some more paranormal content. I know you guys have been asking me for it. And I'm like, it just doesn't fit in this Hades episode.
I know. And the more emails we got about like, oh my God, can you guys cover this? Can you guys cover this? How about this story? And it's like, we have been sitting on like what feels like a live bomb, just counting down until we were able to sit down and film this podcast. Like, we have been doing lives on different social media platforms. And it's like, don't say this. You cannot talk about the podcast. What podcast? There's no podcast. Like, we cannot talk about this.
Yeah, we it's been so hard. I'm not the kind of person that can keep a really fun secret, even though I'm like literally a hypocrite because I tell everyone on this podcast, do not say anything until it's signed, sealed, and delivered because Malocchio. But I wanted to say something from like the minute that I knew. I literally had my logo ready like a week after Ted and I had decided this. I knew exactly what the vibe was gonna be. I recorded my episode the week after Ted and I decided this. So anyway, we're excited. But okay, enough about me. You guys can join me on April 2nd over on the Ghost Whisperer. It is going to be available on all streaming platforms, and I'm excited to see you there. And don't forget to submit to the Ghost Host Hotline, Chelsea, theghostwhisperer@gmail.com. See, I have an email set up already. Look at this.
You're way ahead of the schedule, man.
I got too excited. I was like, and now I will create another website in all
Here
my
I
free time.
go. Brr.
Oh, God. I hope it's done by the time this podcast comes out. It should be. I will make sure. Anyway. Go ahead. The floor is yours.
Yes, so I will be starting a new podcast. This one not too different from, how I'm already kind of known on social media as Dirt Diary. So it kind of felt necessary that I name the podcast The Dirt Diaries. So we are going to tackle ancient history, talk about just incredible archaeology finds, like really lesser known, like shit that nobody is talking about in their everyday textbooks, new incredible finds, all of the fun stuff. I will be covering when the time like calls for it, some aspects of mythology that is never going to see the light of day on sticks and bones. So when everybody's hearing this and it's like, oh my gosh, we're talking about dirt diaries, we're talking about, all of these incredible stuff and their finds and their contacts and everything. Yes, but we will not be covering Greek mythology there. We'll talk about Egyptian mythology until, I turn blue in the face, but Mesopotamian mythology, anything like that. But I will have to refrain from going into the Greco-Roman world too much. Magic, mythology, superstitions, all of that kind of stuff is still going to be found here on Sticks and Bones. But if you're like, hey, you know what? I have a hyperfixation on the hour-by-hour breakdown of what happened to Herculaneum and Pompeii when Vesuvius exploded in 79. Well, that's where you'll come to the Dirt Diaries for.
Yes, and it's super exciting because like I said, sticks and bones, it is a fine line. I feel like too, I was mapping out some of my episodes and I'm like, oh, I can't really talk about that because that has to do with Italian folk magic. So I'm gonna save that for sticks and bones. So it's like we do have these very clear lines between us. That's like anything that's Hades, Persephone, Hecate, mythology, and what was going on, and what are the ancients doing, and in that world is here. So this is once again, I want to say. A temple to Hades and Persephone. We do dedicate sticks and bones to the Chthonic gods, so we're going to be very focused on that. And obviously, other tomatoes, Mediterranean practices, not far off.
Number.
Tomatoes, Italy, Mediterranean, makes sense. So we are really excited, and we're just going to be expanding our knowledge and our empire here at Sticks and Bones. So. Like I said, we want to talk about other things, and it's just not the right setting sometimes here.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Like some, if I can find my notes, yes, here they are. I'm prepared. Some of the upcoming, episodes that I'm really just diving into are tomb curses in Mesopotamia and ancient Egypt, because you guys, it's time we debunk the curse of the goddamn mummy. I've seen too much. Your Honor, I'd like to enter into evidence all of the stuff. So come along with me as we cover that. I'm going to be talking about ancient tattoos, the Uluburun shipwreck, the heretic pharaoh Akhenaten himself, the great death pit at Ur, the period of the warring states in China, Çatalhöyük, the Amarna letters. So many incredible topics that really just don't fit at Sticks and Bones.
Yes, exactly. And that's That's the point. And we're covering so many amazing fun things. So I'm really excited for the both of us on our endeavors. So whether you choose to listen to both of us, whether you're just only interested in the historical stuff, or maybe you're just interested in the paranormal, welcome. We have everything here.
Or none of the three, and
Or
you're
maybe you're
just
like, I'm just going to stay here and stick
peeking
to
over the
books.
fence.
Yeah, or none of them. And you're just like, you know, what's going on over here?
What are the girls doing? Well, the girls are building an empire. That's what the girls are doing, because who needs sleep?
Yeah, you know, podcasting is a difficult thing to do because it's about having a regimen and like doing it every week. But we truly are just two people that love to talk and love to teach. And so it really does work for us. And I feel like it's not even, I'm going to sound so cheesy. Sorry. Sorry in advance. It's not even, it's not hard. Like, it's not hard for me to get on here and film me 35 to 40 minutes talking about something very niche in the paranormal world because I just know so much about it, or I've experienced it, or 10 like has done so much research about it or has seen it. So it's like, it's not hard. It's just a
Nope.
passion project. These are like, I don't even like using that either. I sound like one of those like chuggy influencers online. It's just a passion of ours to teach and make information accessible and talk about like our crazy theories and ideas. Crazy in a good way.
Absolutely, because like social media, like Instagram has a 90-second cap. Like
Yeah.
TikTok, yeah, sure, you can go like up to 10 minutes. Otherwise, like it's gonna have to go long format on YouTube. And it's like, I think the hardest thing for both Chelsea and I is not the fact that we're starting over in a great way with new ventures. It's the fact that we have to rein in ourselves more to only fit in extra 30 to 40 minutes.
I mean, yeah, there's sometimes I've had to re-record my first episode like two times because it's just been too long with too much information. I'm like, this could have been three different episodes. What are we doing here? So it is going to be a lot of fun, and I'm excited to take you guys with me into the paranormal world. You know, just got so many theories, so it's a
Yeah.
perfect place.
I know. I just want to cover all the theories. The only theories that I'm going to save are stuff I want to share about, you know, what Chelsea and I each think about ancient magic, and compare it to what our good friend Daniel Ogden has to say.
Oh, Daniel Ogden, he's my good friend, really. I really wish he was. You know, people
I
bastardize
know.
Daniel Ogden, and I'm like, bro,
How
Daniel
dare you?
Ogden is doing the good work for people like me who need to read about necromancy. Okay, in the Greco-Roman world. I want to know.
They
That
need to
book is
know. The
heavy and expensive, by the way. This is an in-depth, heavy, expensive book. So don't feel like you need it.
Yeah, that's where I get all my teaching material from. But I can't wait to also like redecorate like the background for like each of our like podcasts and everything. Like, what is it going to look like? I took the opposite approach. So Chelsea, as soon as we literally got off the phone, and she was like, I got my logo, I've got my website, I've got everything, all my ducks are in order. I was like, no. I have to make the opening video with the music, and the rest I will do in a panic, in a tiz.
Well, I'm a very visual person and I get a lot of inspiration from a few different places. So I had this concept in my head for a while and it's just really how I envision and carry myself. So when you see it, you'll know. But I'm super excited for the Ghost Whisperer. I'm hoping my username on Instagram is either the Ghost Whisperer or Chelsea the Ghost Whisperer. So if you,
I
I
feel like
don't
it
know
has
which
to be
ones.
Chelsea.
We'll
It
see.
has to be open.
He just said Instagram's weird. So my username is changing today. Fingers crossed. So if you don't see CL Chthonic Witch anymore, rip. I'm still Chthonic, still a witch, still CL Chelsea Lynn. I'm so weird.
If we do CL Ghost Whisper? Ooh.
Maybe we'll think about it.
Maybe.
I don't know. Today we will know. We are recording this podcast a few days before Monday, so we'll have already decided. When this podcast comes out. So come check me out on Instagram. Come say hi. And yeah, just all fun things. Oh, also another fun thing happening today. We are doing a restock in the store at 12 p.m. Eastern time for some candles, some oil. So if you're interested in our metaphysical products, we are doing a fun restock today. That queen candle that we only launched one time in February is coming back.
Yes, she
I
is.
had to throw some metaphysical store promo in there because I'm like, wait, also, and another thing, do these
And
guys still
another thing.
sleep? We don't.
Now, who needs sleep when you are in the middle of rivaling the Roman Empire?
That's all I'm trying to be, but better.
We're just two girls, but honestly, I mean, because in a sense, like we are splitting up, and we are like kind of splitting up and doing Sticks and Bones bi-weekly and everything. What has been some of your favorite stuff on the podcast?
Oh man. What has been some of my favorite stuff on the podcast? It's really hard because I feel like we do talk about so many things. I probably would say, I mean, obviously I love talking about Hellenism. I could talk about Hades and Hecate and Persephone until I'm blue in the face. And I feel like that's an obvious. So I'm gonna put that to the side. Like, if not talking about Hades, who am I? You know what I mean? If not doing a 5-part series on Hecate and a whole course, who am I? Right. So I'm gonna take that aside. I really think I've been enjoying lately talking about my Italian folk practice and talking about, the saints. Like, I would have never done that like 4 years ago. I would have been like, you want me to talk about saints? Piss off. Okay. The church, La Popa. No, and I feel like that's been really fun. And also connecting with like our audience of people that listen to us every week. I named three things, whatever. Sue me. I think that's also been fun too, to hear your experiences or how we've helped you or maybe inspired you to do certain things, to research more, to try something. I really love that. It's not so much like specific episodes. It's, I think, the community that definitely has surrounded us. And if you've been here for 3 years, let us know. Thanks. What about you?
No, absolutely. Like, I mean, everybody knows I can talk ancient history, ancient practices. I literally teach that at a university. So I'm gonna take mystery cults out of it, because while we are mystery cult goyles, like, of course we're gonna dispel misinformation. Of course we're gonna talk about initiation ceremonies. Of course we're gonna talk about mystery cults. Like, the I don't know. I think some of my favorite stuff's to talk about has been like direct comparisons, just to further, like, I feel like Charlie Day, like when he's looking for Pepe Sylvia, like with the red string and everything, and just doing literal like tit for tat episodes and being like, we are not that different. And like, my eyes are all like big and crazy, and being like, you see what's going on here with my theories.
Yeah, no, 100%. And like, I think that's why I love like sharing Italian folk. And I obviously do not know everything, but it's always interesting when you're like talking about something the pagan Romans did, and it makes sense that it's now in my Italian folk practice, just in a different way with a saint instead. And it's like, okay, actually, like they're really just not that different. Because why? Because folk practice is being covered up with Catholicism for superstitions and magic that they're performing. But it's just so cool. And the whole concept behind Sticks and Bones was not only to teach about Greek mythology, Hellenism, the Greco-Roman world, but it is really to show that we're not that different. Even when we have Polka on here and we're talking about Santeria and things that are not even close to Italy, and it's like they still are the same in their own weird way. Like the mythology, it's like, when we talked about love magic and the darker side of love with Oshun, right? And she was sharing those stories, and it's like, yeah, we understand that because Aphrodite also has those stories, or a lot of Greek mythology is based around love and like what, how far do you go?
Well, just Greek mythology going into, man, we've got some great, great Greek stuff, Greek myth stuff coming out soon, but
Should we do a sneak preview of like what we are planning on talking about? Do you want to do one?
do one. Okay, you pick one and then I'll pick one.
Okay, so I'm gonna actually pick my idea. So,
Oh, yeah.
one thing that Ted and I are actually planning on doing, it's going to be a series. It's going to be called Out of Pocket Myths. And when we do these episodes, and I don't know how often we're going to do them, Ted and I are each going to pick a myth, a Greek myth that we think is so insane and so out of pocket. And then every week you guys can vote like who had the most out of pocket myth. But the point is, obviously, we are going to talk about these crazy ass myths in Greek mythology, but there is something to be learned behind it. So we also are going to be like, well, what did we actually learn from this? Like, what are we going to learning? So we are going to be taking a poll of like who
We
won.
have to take a poll, because I want to make like a gold laurel wreath, and then each
Put it
week,
on the person's head.
yeah, Sticks and Bones will crown
A
the
winner.
winner.
I
His
know.
Sticks and Bones versus.
I better start leaving my offerings and being like, if you guys don't help me win. And we leave offerings to the same god. So it's like, who are they going to pick? Rival them against each other.
Damn, we do not need another Trojan War, man. I'm not going to do that. But oh my god.
Trojan War.
I'm so excited to just like do it in like Chelsea and 10 versus gladiator style.
Oh my god, we need to get like weird gladiator graphics on top of this, like the armor and everything.
Each time we do it, I hope to play like the Olympic song over when the laurel crown is being placed on the person's head.
I've always wanted to be an Olympian, and I think I've made it. I've always wanted to be in the Olympics. I meant to say, not an Olympian.
I mean,
are they called Olympians? I'm getting so confused now. They are not an Olympian god.
Olympian god. Olympians are the athletes in the Olympics.
God, say that 5 times fast. I've always wanted to be in the Olympics, and here we are, our own gods hitting us against each other in true Greek mythology fashion. And that just dawned upon me, and now they go, and you two will fight to the death.
Into the pit. Two girls go in, one comes out.
Whose mythology is crazier? And it's like really about them. Like,
oh, every Greek myth that's out of pocket is literally a mortal breathing, existing, and the gods turning around and being like, you dare challenge me?
I know, but then like people get so annoyed when we talk about these things, and it's like, I'm sorry, but these gods are not like fluffy puppies that are like, oh, pretty human beings. They're like, you're skilled at this thing and better than I am. No, now you're gonna pay. You're gonna
not
pay
me more. Like, call an ambulance, but not for me.
I mean, I always think about how Apollo's just the god of the plague. So just always think, I'm always gonna go back to that.
God of the plague, plagues of Egypt. I'm out.
I'm doing like that backwards shuffle out the back door, like, no, thank you.
I mean, we might have to do it more often because this summer is Paris 2024 Summer Olympics.
We're going to have to.
We're going to have to.
Tune into the Paris Olympics or tune into ours?
Which ours. One's
better?
Ours out of is pocket definitely myth Olympics.
Definitely better. I mean, I think anything with Zeus is just going to be, I'm going to shut up. I have a strategy and I'm not going to share it.
I know. We got to figure out, are we going like one god and we each have to find one that includes that one? Or is it just like,
wow, are there going to be like rules to this?
I don't know. Are we figuring this out live in front of a studio audience?
I don't know. That maybe we do like challenges. Like maybe there's some of them are challenges where it's like,
I think
what if we both get the same myth?
So I think there has to be, I love how we're figuring this out right now. I think that by a certain point before we film, we have to let the other know who the main characters are. Don't have to be the myth, but I just have to tell you, hey, mine is Zeus, Hera, and Heracles.
Yeah, that's a crazy myth.
I mean, but like, that's all you would have to know.
That's some low-hanging fruit, though. Like, I don't think I would respect you if you picked that myth first, because that is just, you know what I mean?
I want to go wild, but that is just
that would be dirty. That would be dirty fighting if you picked the myth of Heracles.
No, that's, I have to, I'm going, I'm
okay,
blowing
good.
The dust off of my myth books. And
you are a worthy opponent.
Should we do it? Are we going to do like a coin flip, like in the NFL? Like, what are we doing?
Yeah, I'm going to treat this like I'm at the Olympics. I don't think you understand.
We got to have a torch.
What do we do? Okay. Anyway, we'll figure it out and we'll let you guys know. Don't worry. Anyway, this is brainstorming live with Chelsea and 10. But yeah, so that's just one thing I picked. What are you excited for? You didn't share.
Oh shit. I still have to go. Oh shit. My favorite, which was my pick, which is upcoming. It's a similar challenge, but it's not out of pocket. It's, we pick a god. We have one coming up. Our good king of the underworld, King Hades. And it's, we're picking stories of wrath. Who got it worse?
Yeah, I really want to talk about that just because it's so insane. They're just, it's like, it almost falls under the out-of-pocket myth category sometimes, but it's like, who got it worse?
Yeah.
Rip Iphigenia.
RIP, man.
Rip. But also, like you said, there is a purpose to talking about these myths, because we are, while we are having our good fun, there are lessons to be learned in a Greek myth. And I highly always recommend that people read Greek mythology because, you know,
Slaps.
it actually does slap. It's a slap. I'm very excited. I'm very excited about this. And we are talking about other fun things that are not actually Greek myth related, but are ancient related. So.
Oh, yeah. We got a really cool, like, one's coming out.
We do. But that's really it. So that's really all I had to say. Remember, Sticks and Bones is going bi-weekly. Did you have anything else you wanted to add to your, the Dirt Diaries?
The Dirt Diaries, we're just staying the Dirt Diaries. You're just going to have everything. I don't really need a website right now. So once publications start coming out, maybe I'll do one. But for right now, it'll just be me and my beacons.
Yeah, I didn't even want to do another website, but I was like,
yours makes
it
sense.
It has though. To make sense because it doesn't fit in the Sticks and Bones website. So I was like, I got to make one for people that like want to submit paranormal inquiries or like investigations and things like that. So, you know, all fun stuff.
All fun stuff. But if people are having like, hey, I think you should talk about like this artifact or piece of history, you can email me at dirtdiaries.10@gmail.com, because can you believe it? Dirtdiaries@gmail.com was taken.
Yeah,
the audacity.
So you would think that like a username that I pick sometime in the future would be available, but you just don't know. There's another Dirt Diaries walking around in this world.
It's my doppelganger, man. I can't have it.
I was just thinking about that.
Two Dirt Diaries enter. Which Dirt Diaries is going to come out? I don't know.
How do I know I'm talking to the right Dirt Diaries?
I don't know.
I'm going to have a passcode.
I know. Like the Initiates of Dionysus. All I'm saying, man. But anything else you want to add with this fun episode of Chelsea and 10 splitting up?
I want to thank you guys always for supporting us. I feel like I'm getting an acceptance speech now. Excuse me.
I'd like to thank the Academy.
Oh my God. We should do that after I win all of the myth competitions.
It's not going to be a trophy. It's going to be a laurel wreath.
I know, but we should do an acceptance speech. I would like to thank the
Academy. I think whoever wins has to wear that crown during the next filming of whatever episode.
All right, fair. We'll talk about it. Okay, anyway, I just want to thank you guys so much for your support. And it's truly the reason why we keep going and doing what we do, because we love teaching. We love interacting with you guys. We love hearing your other crazy fun stories about how you can relate or you're interested in the things that we're talking about. Because like we always say, we're just two weird girls interested in weird niche things, and we embrace it and we love it. And we hope that there's a lot of others out there that embrace it and love it too. So thank you always for supporting us here at Sticks and Bones. We do appreciate it.
No, absolutely. And before we leave, did we get anybody? Did anybody believe this? Like, I don't know.
Yeah, let us know on Instagram. No shame.
No shame. Did anybody actually think that we were breaking up?
I mean, for what?
I don't know.
How?
Ow. We literally share too much. Like, we'd have to divorce. Like, I don't know.
Listen, I'm the kind of person, like, I just fix things immediately. And like, it takes a lot to get me angry. Like, I really am not the kind of person that's like, bye, see ya, never want to talk to you again. So it would take a lot for me to like, not be friends with someone that's like intertwined in my everyday life all the time.
I know. It literally,
we basically are like married in our own weird way.
I know. I feel like we would actually have to go through a divorce. Like I would with Kevin. Like, it's weird.
You know what? You can have it. I walk away peacefully. I'm just backing up. Like, me and the ghost will just see ourselves out. Anyway.
But with that being said, Chelsea and 10 are not breaking up. We're thicker than thieves, man. But, you know, haters will say it's fake. But whatever have you, we are building an empire here. So join us bi-weekly on Sticks and Bones. And on the off weeks of Sticks and Bones, well, your ghost hosts are coming back up to the mortal realm. We're gotten off the sticks. And you can join Chelsea over
on the
ghost.
Huh? Not me. I'm not coming back up to the mortal realm. I'm dwelling in the underworld, in the depths.
But I see you as sitting in like a cemetery.
No, I'm dead.
Well, hit the ground twice for Chelsea over at
podcasting from Hades live.
Hit the ground twice for Chelsea. She will direct you in the underworld. And with that being said, you can find me over on the Dirt Diaries. I will
in the
be
dirt. In the little dirt.
I'll be in the dirt. Him. Splish splash in
if
the dirt.
If your logo is not you sitting in the dirt with dirt in your hands, are you even the Dirt Diaries? Like,
I know. I'm really like going to have to be like in the dirt making like sand angels when I'm in Egypt. Like, I have to.
I don't know why you haven't done it yet.
I think I have some photos of me, but we'll see how the logo looks. But until next time, check out ChelseaTheGhostWhisperer.com for any of her paranormal services, diagnoses, all of that kind of stuff. Check out Six and Bones the store for all of your metaphysical and mythology needs. And yeah, as always, if you guys want to come to Egypt with me, you can do that. Trip is in September. We're super excited. We're bringing all the sunscreen. But until next time, which is in 2 weeks, we will see you on the next episode of Sticks and Bones. Bye.
Bye. Haters will say it's fake.